بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فإن عائشة رضي الله عنها أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: أحب الأعمال إلى الله أدومها وإن قل. رواه البخاري رحمه الله تعالى. سيدة عائشة رضي الله عنها narrates that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that the most beloved of actions according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are those which are done regularly, وَإِنْ قَلَّ, even if there may be little. Now, if a person wants to progress in deen, then there are some things that are absolutely vital. They are the backbone. And the message that is being given in this hadith is one of them. And the beauty of this message is that there is not a person who can say that my deeni condition is so bad that I cannot practice upon this. Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says in this hadith that the most beloved of amal according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something which are those which are done regularly. If you want to progress in deen, you will have to do amal and you will have to do them regularly. Tilawah of the Quran, if you do it here and there, you will be rewarded. I'm not saying it won't be beneficial. But you want to progress in deen, you want deen to become easier for you. Over time, you want to see that deen is increasing in my life. Sin is going away from my life. I feel more inclined to the hereafter. Then you will have to recite the Quran and do it regularly. You will have to do it every single day. And you will also have to do it regularly, means that you will have to fix an amount that this is how much I will do and I will do every single day. You want to progress? So you will have to bring the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala into your life. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Durood Sharif, Istighfar. And you will have to do it every single day. That every single day is absolutely key if you want to progress in deen. But like I said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the beauty of his hadith is that every person can do amal on it, because he said that you do it regularly, even if it is less. That means if I feel that I can do one juz of the Quran regularly, Alhamdulillah, I will do that. But if I feel that no, I haven't opened the Quran regularly for a long time, I will be able to do one quarter regularly. I will be able to do 3 pages regularly. Or I will be able to do 1 page regularly. Then start with that. You start with that, but you do it regularly. The key is that you must do it regularly. Then you will progress. And then once 1 page is under control, then you can increase to 2 pages. This hadith, if a person practices upon, then he can, even if he is the biggest sinner, he can go from the bottom rung of the ladder right to the top. And every single person who is at the top, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being the foremost of them, if you look into their lives, you will see amal and you will see them being done regularly. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to practice upon this. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.